Good afternoon, and welcome to the third BIT session. This is a session dedicated to some of our vendors, and we have four presenters today, and I'm going to want to set some basic operating rules, I guess. And we're going to apportion each one 15 minutes for that presentation, and then leave some time for questions. And the audience can save their questions till the end. When they ask questions, they can direct it to the particular vendor. Right now, I'm going to give Cindy a chance to give the CEU code, because this session is eligible for CEUs.
Perfect. So this is for people who signed up to get continuing education credit, and the code to start with is the number 1, F as in Frank, the number 5, C as in Charles, and the number 3. Again, that is 1, F as in Frank, 5, C as in Charles, 3. Thanks, Richard.
Okay, we'll get started. I think I had a request from one person to be last, so we'll start. Let's start with HIMSS and introduce yourself, and then do your 15 minutes, and then we'll go to the next person.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure how long I was going to have. I hope we can talk for 15 minutes. I may have to do what they do in the Senate. And
well, if you don't,
they say yield my time to the next guy. But hey, everybody, this is Earl Harrison from HIMSS Incorporated. I am the Midwest Regional Sales Manager. Basically, what that means is they give me a fancy title and not enough money, and I go anywhere they tell me to go. It doesn't have to be the Midwest. But I love my job because I get to play with lots of fun toys and applications and things like that. We are known primarily as a Braille-first company. Our two flagship products are the Braille Sense line of note takers, the current one being the Polaris, the Braille Sense Polaris. Now, to talk about some things that have been happening with the Polaris lately, and also the Q-Braille, which is a very unique 40-cell Braille display. We also have low-vision products as well, such as the Go Vision and Go Vision Pro, which are both desktop devices, and we are also resellers of some of the other popular handheld magnifiers on the market. So before I came here, I just attended a very fun session on a product called MoTweet. And it was actually hosted at our booth. And what MoTweet is a very note taker like Twitter client. And Jenny Axler, who works for HIMSS, a lot of you might have remember her from years gone by. She was with Level Star initially, and then she started with HIMSS about 10 years ago, and the tech support was for the last 7 years. She has been living in South Korea and working for Selvus and our HIMSS international customers, and one of those customers is a very innovative company called Natick, and the client that she was demonstrating just a little while ago, which has all the same types of controls and hotkeys and things like that you would see on a note taker, is called MoTweet. And if you want to read more about MoTweet, you can go to Natick, Natick.com. There is a 6-day trial that you can download if you're a Polaris user, and you know, take it for a spin. And the other thing that Natick is doing is they're actually working on a desktop computer with a built-in Braille display, and they've been kind of in this process for a while. And so we're really lucky to partner with Natick. They've got some really talented development staff. It's really timely, since we are in a place where we can't really devote the resources to the things that some people want to see, like the Twitter client. And I won't be spilling the beans, because I just mentioned that they will be working on the same type of thing for Facebook in the not too distant future for the Polaris. So Let me go ahead and start talking about the BrailleSense Polaris. We have, it's a 32 cell note taker, and there's also a Polaris Mini, which has all the same power under the hood as the bigger guy, the bigger Polaris. So it's very note taker-ish, and if you have been using BrailleSense products for a long time now, I think I got my first one in 2005 when I was a dealer for GW Micro, and they were the distributor. A lot of the same command structure that you saw back then carries over into what is essentially an Android tablet, which is of course a note taker. Now, we do use an older version of Android, and we get lots of questions. In fact, we've had some Q&As where we've had to really defend our position on the version that we're using, because we do realize that Android is marching forward ahead, and eventually we will too as well when we have a different hardware version out there. But for now, the decision was made to really focus on functionality, because we could port everything over to a newer version of Android, and that would probably take about a year and all of our development resources. Just to say that we are running a later version of Android. But what we decided to do is really bolster the functionality. When you use something like a washing machine or a microwave or an oven, we don't care so much about the operating system that's running. What we care about is that it gets our clothes clean, or maybe that it heats our food or whatever. Well, we're kind of applying the same concept with the Polaris, because the functionality that we have built into Polaris is so much fun. The Android integration is second to none. Not only is it as easy to copy files between your flash disk and your Google Drive, it's just as easy to do that as it is to copy files back and forth between your flash disk and a thumb drive or an SD card. It just uploads it to the cloud. And in the latest shipping version that just came out in May, you can actually go browse your Google Drive and open directly from within. It used to be all you could do is copy and paste files, and then you could work on them and copy and paste them back. But now you can actually work directly on files from within Google Drive. So you can open a file, bring it up in your word processor in your notepad, and do what you want to do, and then resave it again. Maybe you've got a shared folder with a teacher in the classroom. When you have a classroom account, you can actually go and browse through the classroom folder, pull up a document, work on it, and then when you save it back again, maybe you want to make a simple change. Like in my case, I might say EH in parentheses to indicate this is Earl Harrison's work, and I'm saving it back. And then the teacher can go in there and bring it up and make comments and corrections and things like that. And we can go back and forth like that. It's very, very streamlined, very simple, even though, yes, you can use the Google Drive app and Docs and all the Google things. But this is really something that has streamlined the Polaris, has really streamlined the use of being able to create documents on the Polaris and save them back to Google Drive. That's one thing. One of the things that was very popular on the YouTube, which had many years of development behind it, was the ability to create macros. So macros are back in the Polaris. So you can go in and if you've got some complex tasks that you want to do, some people use it for language switching. I know one person who uses it very creatively to do heading, basically bring up documents with a company header. There's anything that you can do on the Polaris, you can do with macros. And of course, the whole idea is that kind of streamline your workflow by being able to press a couple keys and getting it to do multiple functions instead of having to go through the steps of, you know, actually manually carrying out those functions every time. Another popular thing that came over from the YouTube days is the Google search feature. So it's back. We've got the ability to do a text-based Google search. It used to be that our browser was all by itself in the browser tools folder. Well, now there's a second item in there. It's called Google search. And you go in there, you press enter on it, and it just drops you into an edit field in which you put your search term, press enter, and it comes up with the top 64 hits on, you know, for your search. Simply arrow down to the one you want to look at, press enter on it, and then it launches the browser and brings it up. And if it's a YouTube video, you can, you know, of course, play the YouTube video and things like that. So that is another really exciting thing. Exchange support is one of the things that has come along. We had a lot of people working in office situations where they wanted to use Exchange email. That is now possible, as HIMSS has developed our own Exchange app. Okay, so that is what's going on. I'm trying to think of what I've forgotten about on the Polaris. You know, one of the applications that I use it for as a musician is I actually use my Polaris, and you musicians aren't going to believe this. I use it as my mastering deck. So I can have my Polaris connected via a USB 3.0 rapid data transfer connection with my computer. And I use a Tascam, it's called a Model 24, a multi-track Porta Studio. It's a kind of a hybrid between an analog mixer and a digital recorder. And the Model 24 itself is not accessible. So thanks to many calls to Ira and memorizing a bunch of keystrokes, I am able to actually do all my own multi-tracking now as a musician and a songwriter myself. And when I do that, I can mix down to the last two tracks. It's a 24-channel mixer. I can actually master to the, you know, tracks 23 and 24. And then but what I prefer to do is actually run out of the control room mix into the line in of my Polaris, and I can actually record very high quality digital audio stereo content onto my Polaris, pull it up into SoundForge, do the editing, the fades, the cuts, all the things I want to do. And then when I'm finished with it, I can upload it to the Google Drive. 2 minute warning. Wow. I better move on to the Cube Rail. Suffice it to say that the Cube Rail is a very unique device. If you imagine a laptop computer and you take away the letters, all the letters and the numbers in the main keyboard area, and in its place, you put down a Braille keyboard, an 8-dot Perkins style keyboard, you will have the benefit of both contracted Braille input into whatever you're connected to, whether it be a computer, an iPhone, what have you, and all the surrounding QWERTY keyboard functions. So if you're using a screen reader like JAWS and you're connected to a Windows computer, you can do Alt-Tab because, well, it's still Alt-Tab and it's still Alt-F4 to get out of a program, and the JAWS key plus F4 to unload JAWS and all the things that you remember using on your laptop or desktop keyboard, you can do it on your Cube Rail. So the benefit to that, of course, is the ability to not have to leave your Cube Rail to issue these commands, because all of those extended QWERTY keys are there. You can connect up to 6 Bluetooth devices and 1 USB device simultaneously and switch back and forth between them on the fly. It also serves as a standalone note taker and book reader, because it does support DAISY text books as well as PDFs. And you can, you know, access any number of other file formats as well. So it's got some very basic note-taking features, but its real strength is as it can be used connected to other things. I hear the little bell in the background, right? Does that mean I'm done?
I think you are, yeah.
I think I'm done. Okay, so I will, I didn't yield any time, but I will step aside and let the next guy go, and I welcome any questions you might have during the question and answer. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Earl. Let's stay with the H's and go to Humanware. Here.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. And I will say that it's great to just have some normalcy. It's nice to hear Earl, and I know Eric's here, and Vangatesh, and so it kind of it's a good thing to have us all together in one spot, kind of like we're standing in a conference room in Schaumburg, Illinois, which is where I'm from. So my name is Peter Tusick. I am the brand ambassador of blindness products for Humanware. I am in Chicago, and I am glad to be here. Hopefully everyone's staying cool. I know it's super hot out. What I do primarily is work with our education sort of products and work with all of our Braille products and blindness products, so the Victor Reader line, as well as Braille displays and our Braille note takers. So be talking a little bit about what's new with the Braille Note Touch Plus, also talk about a couple of new Braille displays and things we're looking at in terms of what's going on with Humanware in regards to Braille. So I will kick it off with the Braille Note Touch Plus. We have had the Braille Note Touch Plus for about a year and a half, coming up on a year and a half. We're very excited to be looking at updating the, at some point soon, updating that version of Android behind the scenes. So we have no dates yet, but we're definitely looking into doing that. We're currently running Android Oreo, which is Android 8.1. We are working with Qualcomm, so we are able to support new and modern versions of those apps. So the Braille Note Touch Plus does run on Android. It is a Braille first note taker. So when you think of word processing, email, web browsing, all of those clients that we've had on the Braille Note since the year 2000, we have brought that forward to a modern platform. So we are able to work with not only those Braille first applications in terms of creating math, working with STEM concepts and things like that in Braille. We've brought that into a modern Android device so we can install the most recent versions of apps like Google Classroom or Spotify or dictionaries or anything we'd really like to bring into the device. In addition, when it comes to book reading, we've worked with Easy Reader, so Dolphin Easy Reader, and we have built Easy Reader Plus, which is a Braille first version of the book reading, so the Easy Reader application, and it's made for a Braille first user, and we're able to come in and bring in Bookshare books and all sorts of things while we, excuse me one second, I gotta close my door. sorry about that. But we have worked with Dolphin Easy Reader to build that Braille first book reading application so that we are able to bring in books from Bookshare and other sources and import PDFs and so on. And we're able to do that in a Braille first way. More importantly, we did release an update about 4 to 6 weeks ago where we are able to work with a full Nemeth code and UEB math scientific calculator. So that was one major piece of the new release of KeySoft. We also brought in the ability for one-handed users to work in one-handed mode. So that's, again, something that had been around on the Braille Note since day one, but we brought it in to now work on the Braille Note Touch Plus. So we do have one-handed use. And we brought in the ability for a user who is in between contracted and uncontracted Braille to work with kind of, if anybody's ever used Duxbury, you know there are learning tables that exist in Duxbury. So if you're in between contracted and uncontracted Braille, you can follow a curriculum. Maybe it might be Easy Steps or the Takeoff series. There's a wide variety of Braille learning curriculums out there, and we give users the ability to work within those curricula, if you will, and kind of work in kind of in between grade one and grade two. So a major advantage for somebody who's new to Braille or who's learning Braille, so you're not walled into contracted or uncontracted usage. Couple of things that were new with Keysoft. We also did some behind the scenes improvement in regards to opening very large text files and Word documents in the word processor. A couple of things we're working on. We will have, we're working on PDF support within the Keyword application. So being able to bring in PDF documents directly into the word processor. It's been asked for a lot, especially in education and in the workplace. You know, we always come across everyone's favorite document format, which is PDF, which is so wide ranging and could be text or image, or there are just so many types of PDFs out there. But we want to be able to bring in the ability for someone to strip all of that text out of a PDF document and bring it in to the word processor. So that's something we're looking at, as well as improving the Keymail client to work more like the mail client on an iPhone or on an Android tablet. So bringing in the OAuth sort of certification so that we don't have to go through lots and lots of steps to get Keymail working properly with Gmail and Google accounts. So that's something behind the scenes that we're looking at. But again, with the Braille Note Touch Plus, it comes down to Braille first access, modern, a modern operating system running current applications. And then behind the scenes, we're really looking at optimizing what we can do for that Braille first user. So it is something that we're very proud of. We're happy that we have our foot on the gas. We're not letting up in terms of updating and getting things out the door. So we did just release the update about a month ago. I think I said 4 to 6 weeks, but it was really about 3 to 4 weeks ago. And we're looking at another update probably within the next couple of months. And that will be really great to have. In terms of some of our other Braille products, there are two brand new products that we have developed in conjunction, well, for APH in a lot of ways, but we have the Mantis Q40, which is very exciting. It's the first of its kind. It's a 40-cell Braille display with a full QWERTY keyboard. And it is more than that as well, and I'll spend a minute or two on it because it is something that has been asked for a long time, right? We have users who say, well, I want a Braille display, I want the Braille output, but I don't want to have Braille input. And so we built this product for APH. This is an APH, American Printing House product, but it is a full QWERTY keyboard that will connect to multiple devices. So you're looking at 5 simultaneous Bluetooth connections, as well as 1 USB connection. So you can connect to Bluetooth or USB. You have a full QWERTY keyboard. So function keys across the top, your standard QWERTY keyboard that's very nicely spaced. So if you were an Apex or if you ever used a QWERTY version of a Braille Note, you know that keyboard was pretty cramped. You definitely had to get your hands kind of crunched in to do a lot of work, especially if you're a heavy user. This is a standard, about the size of a standard Logitech sort of K380 or standard Bluetooth keyboard with a 40-cell Braille display built in. So it allows for the user to perform all of your functions, right? Your Alt-F4, your Control-P, whatever it might be, with your Braille display across the bottom. So it's very light. And it is also has some internal capabilities. So there is a note taker on the product in terms of a very, you know, a way to edit and create files. You're able to work with DOCX, TXT, BRF, and so on, as well as a calculator and also a connectivity to online services. So you can connect to the NFB Newsline service as well as Bookshare directly from the device. So it does have Wi-Fi, has wireless capabilities, which allows it. So it's kind of an intelligent Braille display. So it's not just a Braille terminal or Braille display that you would use with a screen reader. It's not, you know, a standalone note taker like a Braille Note Touch Plus, which would have the ability to do all of those sorts of apps and kind of that Braille first pieces. But this is somewhere in between. So it is your Braille note taker with the ability to have some intelligence, as well as having the full QWERTY keyboard and being able to interface with mainstream screen readers. So that's been a very exciting product that was launched about 3 weeks to a month ago. So it is available on quota funds for those of you who are in the school districts. It is also available off quota funds as well. And that would be through, again, through the American Printing House. And we are looking at what we're going to be doing internationally, but it is a very exciting product and we're really glad to have it. And in that same vein, there is also a 20 cell version. So the 20 cell version of the product, again, the same footprint, if you will, in terms of the software, we have a basic note taker. We have a calculator, the ability to connect to NFB Newsline and Bookshare. And then, you know, in that it is a 20 cell Braille display with Braille input keys. So it's been kind of, again, something that's in somewhere in between that traditional 20 cell Braille display that would just interface with your screen reader and something much larger. So in terms of functionality, so we're able to go and work, you know, somewhere in between. It's not your full blown bells and whistles note taker, but it's also not your simple Braille terminal. So the Chameleon 20 is the name of that product. It is available on and off quota funds as well through the American Printing House for the Blind in the United States. And it's something that I think we will see morph and do some things internationally as well. So we're really excited to have new Braille products in addition to what we've been working on in regard to the BrailleNote Touch Plus. When it comes to the Brailleant, we do offer the Brailleant Braille displays. We have the Brailleant BI40, as well as the Brailleant 14. The Brailleant 14 is a very simple, small device that will connect to multiple Bluetooth connections simultaneously, much like the Mantis or the Chameleon will. And it also has the ability to synchronize notes between the Notes app on your phone and the device. So there is an application called Brailleant Sync, BRAILLIANT, Sync, SYNC. That application will allow you to synchronize notes. So you can take a note on your Brailleant 14 and it will sync to the Notes app on your phone, which is very nice, especially when iOS updates and things kind of break or go a little haywire from time to time in regards to Apple Braille translation. So it's a way for us to avoid that. And also, you don't always have your phone with you, or you might not want to go into the Notes app on your phone and do all of that. So it's a way to sync things behind the scenes, which is very, very cool. In terms of the Brailleant 40, we are in the process, and you will be hearing very shortly, and I guess this will be the first sort of its kind, but I will say today that we are very close to launching, you know, a new product in the Brailleant series. It will be a 40 cell Braille display. That will not be out until later this year, but it will, again, bring a lot of the intelligence pieces of the smart Braille displays like a Mantis or Chameleon to the 40 cell Braille input sort of device. So we're looking at really reinvigorating that Brailleant line and bringing a lot of intelligence and a lot of standalone capabilities, as well as, of course, working with all of our major screen readers into play. So we're excited to
2 minutes
be doing that. 2 minutes, it is. It's no problem. I'll take 37.2 seconds. And so we're excited, again, having all the new Braille products. Just in summary, big updates to Keysoft, one-handed mode, calculator with UEB and Nemeth support, Braille learning tables, and then the new Mantis Q40, which is a 40-cell QWERTY keyboard Braille display, the Chameleon 20, which is the same thing but in a 20-cell product with Braille input keys, and then looking at a refresh, relaunch, reinvigoration of the Brailleant 40, which should be somewhere down the line. Thank you so much again for the opportunity. I hope everyone's having an awesome virtual convention. I can't wait to see everybody in person. It was nice to look down the list of attendees and see a lot of familiar names. So hope everyone enjoys this. We will have a session tomorrow, HumanWare will, tomorrow at 6 o'clock and Wednesday at 6 o'clock. In regards to what's new with Braille and what's new with the Victor Reader line. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Peter. I guess we go with Vespero next. Eric. Is he muted?
Sorry, it does help if you unmute.
Yeah.
thank you, Richard, and glad to be here. Happy 4th of July to everybody. And I'm Eric Damry, the Vice President of Software Product Management from Vispero. I attended my first ACB convention at the Palmer House back in 1994. It was the first event that I went to with Henner Joyce back in the day, and attended many conferences since. And this is the first virtual one. So glad to be here. We did a session a couple of days ago. We had a good turnout for that. I know a lot of the same people, I think, maybe on this list. I'm going to briefly touch on the products, and I'll try and get out of here and leave enough time for questions, because I think people tend to bring a lot of questions to these. We'd like to give time. So first of all, we're offering, I'm going to go over our pricing and recommendations that you might want to consider. If you've got one of our software products that you use at home, between now and the end of July is the time to go ahead and make your purchase. Normally, we would have specials for people when they come to the convention. This year, we've opened it up, so anyone in the U.S. can contact customer service, or better yet, just visit the e-store, and home products, home annual products, plus upgrades on home software or home SMAs have been reduced by 20%. It's all built into the pricing. So that'll be available to you. Take advantage of it before July 31st, because it ends. Now, if you don't have one of our software products and you're thinking about getting it, this is a great time to start off with the home annual licenses. But even better yet, we've opened up our home software for the US and Canada. We started it back around the middle of early April, I guess, and we were going to end it the end of June. For COVID, we were giving it away for free online, and that got extended till August 31st. So if you don't have one of our products today, or you have an old product and you want to try the new stuff out, well, go to our homepage, go to the link towards the top that talks about free software offering, and enter your email address, and you'll be given information to be able to go and register on the portal, and we will have put the free home annual software into your portal for you, and you can take advantage of that until the end of August. Once you've done that, I highly recommend that you consider also going to the store and purchasing a 1, 3, or 5 year version of that software, because you can get it for 20% off right now, and it will be added to the time that you've already got up till August 31st. So that'll just tack it on to the end. You actually got to do it through the portal. So once you put the free software in, you go to the portal and there's a renewed button and you choose renew. Do it before July 31st and it will put you in the store on the renewal and give you the 20% off, and it'll add it to the end for that license. So that's a good offering. And if you do have a traditional serial number, an ILM license, perpetual, and you are behind or you want to get your SMA renewed, you can start on our homepage. There is a link on there for SMA and upgrades. Put your serial number in and it will come back and let you know what the opportunity is. And it will extend the 20% discount right there. And that's for home perpetual licenses and home SMAs. And if for some reason it doesn't give you an opportunity to purchase something right there, call customer service this week and speak with them during the day. Just let them know what your serial number is. Tell them you were listening in on the conference information over the weekend and you want to learn what your opportunities are, and the customer service people will look you up and tell you what the best options are. In addition to software, they're offering 20% discount on all the hardware from all three of the brands, Optelec, Enhanced Vision, and Freedom Scientific. And then in addition to that, there are some deals also on particular hardware products, such as the Ruby handheld video magnifier is at $250. The Pebble HD is at $350. The Ruby XL is at 600, and the Focus 14 Braille display is at 895, and a Pearl portable camera. If you don't have a Pearl, you can use it with JAWS Open Book or Fusion, and that's at 200. And then 20% off on Focus 40, Focus 80, things like that. 20% off on the new L Braille, which is based on the new or current Focus 40 Braille display. I'll talk a little more about L Braille in a second. And on the low vision side, the Compact 6 speech bundle has a carrying case and a camera stand and so forth. And that is at just over 1,000 US, 1,036. And a Clearview Go, which is a new product, a portable video magnifier, and that's at 2,100. So it's a good opportunity to buy. If you're in the market for something, do it during the conference. Do it this week on the hardware products. You've got till the end of July on the software products, but take advantage of that if you can. Now, the new L Braille has gotten a lot of excitement. We've talked about and shown various L Brailles over the past several years, and this one's got the Intel-based i5 processor, 8 RAM, and it's literally running the current version of Windows 7. You can put your JAWS license on the L Braille and use JAWS on there just like you would with a PC. You can plug a USB keyboard in or connect a Bluetooth keyboard if you'd like to run a full keyboard with it when you're sitting, you know, at home. And you can even use a connectivity to get straight out to a smart TV so it can be projected. So this is a great solution for teachers to be able to have a student connect right to a smart TV where they can watch, or a smart monitor, and they can watch what's going on. So that's the L Braille. Take advantage of that. It is 20% off. And you can get it right through the eStore as well. There's a coupon code for the eStore. You use ACB2020 at the checkout for those hardware products. Okay. In addition to the specials and so forth, I also wanted to really spend a minute talking about training, because I think this is so important. Freedom Scientific, Vispero Company, we've put a lot of emphasis into our training area over the past couple of years. And if you haven't been there, you should try and visit this. There's a lot to see. You go to freedomscientific.com/training. You will find that there are free webinars. There is a YouTube channel out there where we're doing 4 and 5 minute YouTube videos to try and explain some of the basics, especially for people getting started with the software. You'll also find that there are on-demand webinars. So if you don't attend one of our free webinars, you can always go back and listen to them afterwards. And we've got webinars on explaining the free home annual license, for instance. You can go in and listen to that and learn about it and see what the portal is like and understand how to use it. So listen into that one. You'll also find things about navigating the internet. You'll find things about working with a Kindle app, Microsoft OneDrive, Microsoft Teams. We're doing things with Excel, with Word, and so forth, and that's only going to continue to grow. We're putting out these webinars on a regular basis, and we're creating the short videos as often as we can right now, and we're continuing to put them into the channel. So pay attention to that. Connect with us through FSCast and FSBlog, and something that's been a big hit is FS OpenLine, which is a call-in show that we put out once a quarter, and you'll often hear myself on there, and Glenn Gordon, and Rachel, and we'll have some other people sitting in. We spend an hour, we talk a little bit, but mostly it's about taking questions and answering those questions. And we've had great turnout. So watch for that FS open line and join us on there if you can. And with all of these things, the FS open line, FS cast, you can listen to them if you would like. But if you go there, you'll also find that there is a transcript that's put out at the same time we release the audio. There's a transcript. So if you'd rather just go and listen to it through your screen reader reading it, grab the transcript and you can go right through it very quickly. And it's nice because it's searchable in that case. So you can really get to what you're trying to find. So take advantage of that. And I think with that, I'm going to yield the rest of my time and we'll leave some open for questions at the end. Richard?
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Now, I guess the last but not least is orbit research. And then after that, we will take some questions.
Hello. Hello, everyone. This is Venkatesh Chari from Orbit Research. Richard, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for this opportunity to come and talk about our products. Just a quick introduction to our company. We're a company that exclusively develops and manufactures a range of educational, professional, and daily use products, including Braille displays, calculators, and apps for inclusive education and communication. So today we have several new and exciting products to tell you about. And also I'd like to speak a little bit about some of our older but very popular products. So I'd like to start with our Braille and tactile products. The first one is the Orbit Reader 20, which I think many of you might already be familiar with. It is the world's most affordable Braille display, and we launched it in 2017. And its unique rigid Braille dots offer the highest quality of Braille that can be found, and it's been compared with signage quality Braille. It is a 3-in-1 device and works as a book reader, a note taker, and a Braille display. And this is where we have a slightly different philosophy from other note-taking and Braille devices that are on the market today. Our philosophy is to keep things really, really simple, to let the computers and smartphones do the jobs that they do really well, and simply enable these to be used smoothly and seamlessly with Braille input and output. So we have spent a lot of our efforts in making the connectivity and usability really smooth with all of the screen readers and platforms, and allow the computers and the smartphones to take care of email and web browsing, your social media platforms, editing and creating complex documents and spreadsheets. So we are not trying to do all of those. We are enabling the use of all of those through Braille. You also get to choose whatever computer or phone that you want while choosing separately the Braille technology and the Braille display and keep those paths of evolution and upgrade decoupled. So The one of the primary focuses of our line of products is affordability. And the Orbit Reader 20 is available for $599 and is the most popular Braille display in the world today. It has 20 Braille cells with eight dots and a high quality Perkins style keyboard with eight keys and a space bar. And it does have standalone features as well. So as a book reader, it enables you to read any file from the SD card. These could be BRF, BRL formatted books or plain text files. And the reader has features for easy navigation, inserting and editing bookmarks, browsing through folders, etc. As a connected Braille display, the Orbit Reader 20 acts as a terminal and hooks up to PCs and Macs, iOS devices and Android devices over Bluetooth or USB. You can connect simultaneously to multiple devices. And then the screen reading capability on the computing device can be used to access and control the functions of your computer or smartphone, use your favorite apps, read and send text messages or emails, browse internet, et cetera. And it is compatible with all of the popular screen readers on all the popular platforms today, including Windows, iOS, macOS, Fire tablets, Android, and Chromebooks as well. And as a note taker, the Orbit Reader 20 has file creation and note taking capabilities. You can edit, you can create new files, save them on SD card, and easily exchange it with computers or smartphones. We also have file management features to rename, delete, copy, etc. The unit has cursor pads, cursor keys, which allow you to navigate through files and menus easily, as well as rocker keys on both sides of the line of braille to control panning. It's a pretty compact device, measures a little over an inch in height and is about 6 inches wide, 4 inches deep, can fit into a pocket or a purse and weighs under a pound. The Orbit Reader 20 is inherently language independent, and prompts and menus can be easily localized for different geographies. So despite its built-in features and the range of features, it's still very simple to use and allows easy switching between the different functions seamlessly. So in response to popular requests and demands, we introduced at CSUN a new model in our Braille display family, the Orbit Reader 20 Plus. So for only $100 more, the Orbit Reader 20 Plus offers all the features of the Orbit Reader 20, but with additional capabilities for productivity and convenience, including a clock, an alarm function, a calendar, and a calculator. Again, these are simple functions. They are not intended to be substitutes for sophisticated applications such as Outlook that you can find on the computer, but they are there to allow easy and quick use and access, which is probably sufficient for most people. It also includes forward and backward translation on board now from Braille to text and backwards with support in over 40 languages. And this now gives students the ability to write classwork and homework in contracted Braille and translate it to plain text to give it to their teacher if the teacher needs it as plain text. And the onboard apps now bring productivity features that are usually found in more complex Braille note takers that are at the high end of the price spectrum. The onboard translator supports contracted and uncontracted UEB as well as eBay. We also have developed the concept of language profiles, which allows you to easily and rapidly switch between different languages for reading and writing. And if you're multilingual or prefer to have multiple versions of Braille available, this makes it really easy to switch between them. On the outside, the Orbit Reader 20 Plus looks and feels exactly the same as the compact and lightweight Orbit Reader 20. But internally, it has a different processor, different memory, and features. The Orbit Reader 20 Plus is shipping now and can be ordered through our website or our toll-free number for $699. It's also available through our distributors. And if you already have an Orbit Reader 20, you can upgrade it to the Plus model. And as a special for the convention, we are offering a discount on the upgrade. And we've discounted the price to $199 for the period of the convention. So please visit our website or call us, and we'll set you up with an upgrade. We also recently announced the Orbit Reader 40. So this is kind of the big brother of the Orbit Reader 20, and is a full-featured 40-cell Braille display that offers our signage quality Braille at a price that is a fraction of the cost of similar devices. It offers all of the features of the Orbit Reader 20, including the book reader, the editor, and the ability to connect to a smartphone or computer. And like the Orbit Reader 20 Plus, it provides features for productivity and convenience, such as onboard translation, to and from rail, a clock with alarms, calendar, and a calculator. And it also has audio capabilities. So it comes with a built-in speaker and a standard headphone jack, and has the capability for audio output, being able to play audio files and such. It also includes cursor routing keys and an ergonomic Perkins-style Braille keyboard to enter text in Braille. The objective here with the Obiturator 40 was to make a 40-cell device that was really compact, but still have the features and functionality that you would normally expect from more sophisticated devices and perhaps larger devices. So one of the great things about the Obiturator 40 is that not only do you have the onboard Braille Perkins style keyboard, but you can also connect it to an inexpensive external Bluetooth keyboard to provide the best of both worlds. You can either type in Braille or standard QWERTY, all in a very compact and portable unit, because you don't necessarily need to carry the bulk of a full-size QWERTY keyboard with you at all times. You can get very inexpensive folding Bluetooth keyboards for a few tens of dollars. I've bought one for $30 and it's worked great for me for many years. The unit itself weighs 1.5 pounds and is roughly the same height as the Obiturator 20, about a little over an inch, and is about 11.5 inches wide and about 4 inches deep. The unit has a USB-C port for charging and connecting to computers, and also a USB host port for connecting flash drives containing files, and the files can be copied back and forth from the SD card as well, which we like the Obiturator 20, there's a full-size SD card. So at $1,399, the Obiturator 40 is less than half the price of other 40-cell Braille displays today. It is available for pre-order now through our website or through our toll-free number, and will ship in August. One of the most interesting products we have announced recently is the Orbit Writer. And most of us use smartphones and tablets, which have touchscreens. And the touchscreens, despite the availability of gestures, can be challenging for blind people to use. The Orbit Writer is a smartphone companion that enables complete control and operation of phones, tablets, and computers without the need to use the touchscreen through gestures. It's a very simple and affordable device that brings a new level of convenience to blind and visually impaired users. So it has an ergonomic Perkins-style keyboard with high-quality scissors keys for smooth and quiet operation. It also includes a cursor keypad for navigation and control of the smartphone or computer. So those of you who are familiar with the Obiturator 20, if you can imagine the same keyboard, but a much, much thinner device, about the thickness of the device is about the same as the thickness of your smartphone. It is approximately the same size. It is, in fact, smaller than many of the smartphones that are on the market today. So, and it weighs less than 100 grams, fits very comfortably in your pocket, bag, or purse, and is perfect for on-the-go use. So it connects to computers and smartphones over Bluetooth or USB, providing an instant and seamless connection. The moment you turn it on, it's connected. It lets you use your screen reader, just as you would use your Orbit Reader or other Braille displays. And it can connect to 5 devices simultaneously over Bluetooth and to 1 more over USB. And switching between the devices is with a very simple key combination. Also includes haptic feedback for status indications. And the display commands that are built into the screen reader can allow you to do everything from formatting notes to creating, replying, forwarding, and sending email without having to navigate the app, you know, just through the hotkey commands. So you can use the Orbit Writer not only as a tool for texting, email, and web browsing, but also as a remote control for your phone or computer. It works out of the box with all of the platforms and screen readers that I described earlier, so iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, Chrome, Amazon Fire, etc. And for only $99, the Orbit Writer truly redefines convenience. So it is available for ordering now. We had a pre-order list going for the last couple of months, and a lot of interest. on that list. A lot of people have signed up, and we are now taking orders, and we'll be shipping by the end of this month. So another announcement we made very recently is about the Graffiti, which is our tactile graphic display. So after several years of development and extensive field testing, we are really excited to launch the Graffiti now. So it is now available for sale. We are in production and we are taking orders. It is a revolutionary device, and it does for graphics what the Orbit Reader 20 did for Braille. It's a way to interact with graphics. It has an array of 2,400 independent pins. And the most unique feature of this technology is the ability to set each pin to different heights, which allows you to display topographical information and other things such as color. So this is available now for order as well. Lastly, we have two apps that I would like to talk about quickly. We introduced the Orbit Chat, which is a face-to-face communication tool that is available for free to use with our Orbit Reader family of Braille devices. And it allows a deafblind person to use their Orbit Reader device to communicate with a sighted or blind person using an app. And it's been very popular. It is self-voicing, doesn't depend on any screen readers. Also, we have an app known as Orbit Teacher, which is a unique platform that enables teachers in mainstream classrooms to seamlessly interact with blind students through an app on a smartphone, computer, or tablet. And again, coupled with a Orbit Reader Braille display, it allows a mainstream teacher to help monitor and work together with a student in a mainstream classroom. This can also be used by parents and others, of course, to interact and visualize Braille. We also have our calculators that have been in production for quite some time, and I just want to say that they are fully in production. They remain fully supported by Orbit Research, and we are continuing to produce them and continuing to support them for the foreseeable future. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, everyone, for attending this virtual convention. And I look forward to seeing you all of you soon in person and to answering any questions that you might have today.
Now we'll open it up for some questions.
Okay.
Cindy can.
Yeah, if you would like to raise your hand, it's Alt Y on the computer. It's Option Y if you're on a Mac. There should be a raise hand feature on your app. And if you're on the phone, it's *9. And so we will go to
come on down.
All right. If your phone number is 0265, you can go ahead.
That would be me. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. I have a question for Peter. Thank you for producing. I mourned when you took the Apex QT away. So thank you for producing this wonderful new Mantis 40. My question is, I assume then that you, HumanWare did the engineering. In the unlikely event that the Mantis 40 would need to be repaired, would the repair go to APH or would it go to HumanWare?
So it's a great question. I believe, as of right now, the repairs would go through APH because it is an APH product. So we will be distributing it internationally, but APH owns all of the rights to the product. So the repairs would be done through APH if there were to be an issue with it. But I it wouldn't be something you would go through HumanWare for because it is an APH product.
And Les, you're next.
Thank you. I have a question concerning the Orbit Rider. I've pre-ordered it, and I'm wondering if there's going to be a user manual for that product. And if there is going to be a user manual, would it be possible to download it prior to release of the product?
Yes, that's a great question. Yes, there will be a user manual, and we will post it within the next couple of weeks on the website. And we will also send an email out to everyone who has either ordered or pre-ordered, and you can then download it from the website.
And if your phone number is 2383.
Hi, thank you everyone for your presentations. It's really great. I am a student, and I am really interested. I think, Peter, you were saying something about one of the products, and there was a lot that was going on, and I'm trying to remember it, but one of the things that you mentioned was about this PDF that was going to, when they're listed as images, that you'll be able to get the text out of it. And that is my biggest challenge as a student. I'm encountering all these PDFs, and they're all just scanned in for me, and I have no way to access them. And I haven't figured out a way to access PDFs so I can, so I can participate in classes and do my homework.
Sure. So it will be for text PDFs, but I will say, I'm a blind user of everything, and Eric's here, and JAWS is a phenomenal way to access, image PDF content. I know the Polaris has methods of it as well, but what we're working on is a way to take text PDFs and get those, all of that text extrapolated and throw it into a Braille first, into a keyword document. You can also use image PDFs as well. We do have the KNFB Reader application built into the BrailleNote Touch Plus for working with image PDFs also. But I, if you're having trouble with PDFs, I would definitely, just speaking as a user, would look at KNFB Reader or Seeing AI or some apps, that can do it on the phone, as well as JAWS. JAWS does great OCR, right on board, so.
All right, and Linda, you're next.
Hi, I have a question for the Orbit writer. A person, I'm sorry, I'm not on my deck, so you may be hearing the traffic, but it's beautiful out here. It's kind of a follow-up to Les's question. I have the Focus 14 Braille display, and it's habit and familiarity with Freedom Scientific, but certainly $100 writer on the phone with a writer to use on the phone would be wonderful. The thing that I've never quite figured out how to do on any of these is there's a lot of swipe up and swipe down. So my question is two-part. Is there a way with this Orbit Writer to kind of swipe up and swipe down? And I also kind of want to know what it doesn't do that's usually my first question. What doesn't the Orbit Writer do that one might expect? And the swipe up and swipe down.
Thanks for that question. So yes, the Orbit Writer definitely has commands for all of the gestures. Everything that you can accomplish with the gestures can be done through key presses or combination key presses. And in terms of what you would expect it to do and it cannot, I guess one of the questions that comes up frequently is whether it can do Braille output, and unfortunately it cannot. It is not a Braille display, it is a Braille keyboard. And it can do essentially everything that you can do with a keyboard. And if you are, if you're looking to navigate through apps, navigate through screens, use gestures, there are, wherever the smartphone or computer platform provides gestures for those operations, you can execute all of those through simply key presses.
Okay, Peter, you're next.
Hello, my name is Lisa.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So I have a couple of questions. The first one is regarding the Orbit 20. I've talked to people who have used the Orbit 20, and one of the concerns they have is the keys are noisy. Has that been addressed in the Orbit 20 Plus? And then I was going to ask a question about the Chameleon 20. I don't specifically remember my question now. Is that a display or a note taker? And does that work on Android or I guess iPhone? Thank you.
I'll take the Orbit Reader 20 question first, I guess, Peter, if you don't mind. So the simple answer is that the keys are exactly the same as those on the Orbit Reader 20 Plus as they are on the Orbit Reader 20. And the level of noise is a matter of perspective, I guess, and also the environment that you use it in. The level of noise with all of our Braille products is really no greater than what you would get from a typical laptop keyboard, or for that matter, most other Braille displays that are on the market today and which have keys.
Okay.
All right, and I'll take the humanware side. So on the Chameleon, the question I think is it a display or a note taker? And really think of it as an intelligent Braille display. It has basic note taking capabilities, onboard Braille translation, can work with mainstream file types like DOCX and RTF and such. And then it has some capabilities to work with, you know, as a intelligent Braille display with some wireless capabilities, and then also will interface with all of your major screen readers, be it iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, all of that. So.
All right, Ted and Joanne, you can unmute yourself.
Yeah, this is Ted, and my question is for Mr. Damery. I've had my JAWS license for 20 years now, and whenever I would buy a computer, I would always get the Windows Professional version because it always allowed for more usage. And so therefore I would have to get I had gotten the JAWS Professional way back in 2000 upon graduating from college. And so I've kept up the SMAs all the way up to today. I've got two SMAs left. So I was considering getting the 5-year extension, but since and I did just look at my JAWS about screen and it says JAWS Professional. I use this as a home version of JAWS. I've spoken with salespersons at Freedom Scientific and Vispero in the past. Anytime it was time for me to do a 2-year upgrade, and they would give me the home prices. But it does say Professional on my about screen. So I was wondering, what do I do to get that 5-year extension automatically? I think you might have touched on this when you spoke about it on Friday evening, and I was hoping you could reiterate that, please.
Sure. Can you, what's your serial number? Do you know offhand?
I do. It's 15223.
15223?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to look you up after this, and then I'll send an email to the customer service team and have them contact you.
Great. Thank you.
But you should in years back, and certainly when you purchased your license or got your license and got a pro license, you needed a pro license to work on the pro OS.
Correct.
You do not today. So you can have a home license and it will work on the pro OS. But you have currently an ILM license with that serial number, and you have an SMA too. You can certainly add another SMA on top of that. Customer service can assist you with that, but I'm going to look at what you've been purchasing. I'm assuming you've been using it at home for a while now.
Yes, it's always been at home. Yes.
So just wait for an email from or wait for customer service to reach out, because we're going to take good care of you. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you. Satana, you can unmute yourself. Satana? Okay, we're going to move
there
on.
Sorry.
Oh, there you are.
Took a second.
Oh, go ahead.
My question is for Orbit Research. Can you talk a little bit more about the graffiti? I have been reading about it on the website,
And I see that there is stuff available for developers, but I also see something here that says, with its ability to interface with computers and smartphones, the Graffiti provides instant tactile access to all forms of graphical information that is available on the internet. So if I wanted to go get a Graffiti and today look up the graph that shows me the past 30 days of Apple stock and what it's been doing, can I do that now? Or is that something that somebody has to develop? So I guess outside of working with your scientific calculator, what is the Graffiti capable of today, now?
That's a great question. And I'd be very happy to answer it in detail as well. But knowing that we don't have too much time. So just really quickly, The answer is absolutely yes. So by simply connecting your computer or your phone on which you are looking up the Apple stock or any other graphic, and just simply plugging in a cable, an HDMI cable, which is what you use to connect to your monitor or your TV, hooking that into the Graffiti will give you instant access to whatever your screen on your phone or your computer is showing this instant. So it's as simple as doing that, and you get instant access to all the graphics on your screen. But please contact me. You can contact me through email or through the phone. The email is sales@orbitresearch.com, and the toll-free number is 888-606-7248. That's 888-60-ORBIT. And be more than happy to tell you about this in a lot more detail.
Okay. Phone number ending in 3088. You are unmuted.
Hi. I have two questions about the chameleon. One is, what is the size of it? And the other, and maybe since APH is actually the one distributing it, maybe you don't know the answer to this, but what is the price?
All right. So the size of it, if you think of, it's because I don't have the exact dimensions. I mean, I have one right in front of me. I'm touching it right now, but it's the width. If you think of a 20 cell, standard 20 cell Braille display, you're going to have a very comfortable width. So it's about 6 inches wide, maybe 7 or 8, but it's that standard sort of size of a Braille Note PK. In terms of pricing, there is a quota price and a non-quota price, and I will have to look. I am fairly certain that the quota price is $12.99 and non-quota is $15.99, but I need to verify that for sure. If you go to the APH website, so aph.org, you can certainly find information on the quota and non-quota pricing there, but the size is very standard, and it's very, very comfortable to type on. It's not crammed in, much like our Brilliant 14 takes it and kind of pushes those keys together. This is definitely more spaced out.
Howard, you're next.
Yes, I have a question about the Orbit Writer. Is it possible to directly unlock an iOS device directly from the Orbit Writer?
Yes, it is possible to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
All right, Tom, you're next.
This will be the last question.
Tom, you need to unmute yourself. Okay. We'll go to the next one.
Yeah, well,
David?
I'm here.
Okay, go on.
Okay, I just want to make sure that everybody knew that the L Braille is currently running in Windows 10, I think. It might have come out as Windows 7 earlier. I didn't know if anybody caught that. I just thought that I'd make sure to help Eric out.
Yep, it is Windows. It is Windows 10, and I think I don't think it was ever a Windows 7.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yep.
A quickie.
All right. Thank you. And is that it, Richard?
I think so, because okay. I want to say thanks to our presenters and all our attendees, and since this is a CEU eligible presentation, Cindy has to give the closing CEU code.
Yes. The final code, if you are getting the continuing education credit, is F as in Foxtrot, 470D as in Delta. Foxtrot 470 Delta. Thank you.
And with that, I will say thank you all for attending, and we're coming in just under the wire as far as time. So,
perfect.
Sandy, thank you for being with us. And
you're welcome. My
see
pleasure.
You all later.
All right.
Rock and roll. Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
Got another one to run
thanks.
To.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Richard. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody.